Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
All right, all right. What it do?
What it do? How
what
are
it
we?
Do? Ice Cube in the grill, in the Sucknum, in the sand, in the Hustlers playing anthems. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think so.
I think you got one word right,
which is good because it won't get flagged at all.
Exactly. That's a good thing about when I sing. We can never get flagged. Which is awesome. Heath, I'm so excited right now, not because you're on, but the fact that you have an empty seat next to you.
I know. It's coming soon.
What does it mean? What does it mean?
I don't know. What does it mean? I have no idea. For the people watching, you're just going to have to wait and see. And it's going to, guys, it's a hard guess. I mean, you're not going to get it.
It's going to be special.
Yeah.
It's going to be super special.
It's Tony. Just him just sitting
like,
there.
He's already like sitting up. He's only been in this world for just like a couple of weeks and he's just like fully able to hold a mic.
I'm sorry.
Zane, do not disturb.
Okay. Yo, guys. All right. This is, I've had Apple, like, so it says on my phone, like Apple Card customer service. But at first I thought it was a spam call. Oh. Because I answered it once and it was like this lady that was like, hey, sir, so when are you going to pay for your bill? And I've never heard of any brand, like any
customer service
ever call me and go talk to me like it was my roommate. Like, hey, when are you going to like, are you going to pay for like this month's rent? Or like, she called me and asked me like that. And so I thought it was a
weird
spam call.
She's like eating a sandwich. Just like, listen, I'm just calling to let
you
know.
But they've called me. I'm not even exaggerating. They've called me 250 fucking times in the past like month.
What have you not paid?
I have. I think I've paid my bill. I pay every month.
This is your phone bill or like your phone bill? Like you're paying off your phone.
I'm paying off my phone. You know when you like buy an app and you like double click it and like there's a card on your like Apple?
Yes. It's
that. I'm like 50-50 on like if it's real or not. A part of me feels like it's real, but like why? First of all, why are they calling me that much? I feel like not even the IRS calls me that much.
Zane's like, yeah, so I've just been buying a bunch of gift cards and giving them the gift card codes.
Yeah, anytime like something that is financial and they're calling, I don't trust it. Like I'm like, contact me, Zane.
Don't show that.
Buki, you good?
Did you just spit in that cup?
Yes, I'm like I'm getting off of Cygnus. This is like day one of like recovery. I've been as sick as a dog for the past 4 days. It's been honestly the worst.
Cold or flu?
3 days of my life. I don't fucking know. I was in Australia. I'll get into it, but like I was in Australia and it was our last day and I was going to come back home. And I was like, "You know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to fly to the Philippines because I have a couple more days before we record." It's like, I'm just, you know, I'm going to be spontaneous.
Okay.
I hop on the plane. By the way, it's a 12-hour detour from home. So I was like, I was really committing. I fly all the way to the Philippines. I land and I get the biggest fucking sickness. I was so sick. Disgustingly sick. I get in the hotel and I'm bedridden.
That's the worst.
I didn't even get to see anything. I was in my bed for like 30 hours straight and I like finally felt better and I looked at my phone. We still had like a day and a half left there and I was like, you know what? I'm going home. Fuck it. I'm not staying here any second longer. Like I was so frustrated. I hop on the plane and I fly back and I never got to see the Philippines.
But
I was in the Philippines.
Did you have any like Filipino medication? Like, do they have like DayQuil out there?
They don't have like, so all their medication in there, there's no pictures on there. You know how like when you go to the pharmacy here, you kind of see like,
you can see some nasal passages,
you can guess
what it's targeting.
Yeah.
Even if it says like acetaminophen and like it says all this crazy shit, you know what you're getting. Cause that has at least, it gives you like context clues where you're about. Their shit was just all in a different language. Not only was it just text, but it was in their language. So I couldn't fucking, so I didn't know what I was getting. And everybody that was asking there, they didn't really know English. And when I was like telling them like, you know, congestion. They were just like,
that's the word you picked. Just pretty, sick. Cold.
What do you say?
Congestion.
Congestion. The biggest part. Because I wanted specifically for, because there's different medications for different, like,
saying Google things. Translate. Just say, I'm feeling this and translate.
I could have, and I didn't.
You know what?
To.
You know what though, Matt? I do always forget that that's a thing that you
Me
can
too.
Use.
I
didn't even cross my mind.
Google Translate. Or one time when I was in Italy, I was trying to find a safety pin. You know, like a safety pin. But it was like, I was like, safety pin. And then finally, I just had to like, just show them an image of what it was. And they knew it exactly.
Sometimes I wouldn't just even an image, think to do that.
Just
though.
Images sometimes speak much louder than words.
How does that not cross your mind?
It's like our grandparents, they say something stupid. They're like, wait, how do you do this? You're like, it's literally right here, grandma. This is how you do it. I feel like I am turning into that for newer shit. Like
Zane likes the game of it, though. He likes the puzzle that needs to get solved. Like, Zane sees it as a game of charades when it comes to being in another country. He's like acting it out, trying to get him to guess it.
I genuinely completely forgot about like translate, Google Translate. I honestly,
wouldn't have thought.
No, there's even an app where if you go on your camera and you go over the word, it will translate it immediately. Didn't think about that. Forgot about that. I literally didn't think about that until you fucking said it.
Like, Zane using it in Australia. We're like,
we speak English, right? Well, like, I don't know.
Zane to the Australians. Congestion.
Mate.
Congestion, mate.
They're like, Vegemite? I don't understand what you're saying. You know, this isn't Philippines, but you know, like Thailand, those Thai inhalers. Have you ever seen them?
It's the nose.
It's not like a,
it's a little vapor rub thing.
It almost looks like smelling salts and it's in a green thing.
They have it there too.
Did you smell it? Have you ever used it? I've been dying to try these, the Thai inhalers.
Yeah, it literally.
What does it smell like?
It honestly just smells like essential oils. Like in a sense.
Like herbally?
Like very herbally, earthy, essential oily. Like in Bangkok, everybody had one of these.
I know. I just have been dying very to try popular. Them. I'm on this like side of like Thai inhaler TikTok.
Yeah.
And people are just hitting them.
They should have them here too, but I think we have our own version in some way, but it's, I don't think it's as healthy.
I think
they're
really good in like humid environments too. Like if it's just hot and humid, which it is a lot in Thailand, it just wakes them up and makes them feel, we got some eucalyptus, some menthol.
Yes.
A lot of other stuff, but,
last time we talked, I was about to go to Sweden.
Sweden.
Right? But I didn't. Did I tell you I was going to Sweden?
Yeah, but I don't know if we cut it out. You were like, I don't know if I can say.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't want to ruin the element of the fun surprise of me like throwing it. So I threw a dart at a globe, right? A lot of you guys seen this already, but I threw a dart at a spinning globe, which was so fucking terrifying because we were like gonna commit to wherever it landed.
It was real.
What if it was in the middle of the ocean?
It was either
Afghanistan.
if it lands either in the ocean or like North Korea, we're like, okay, we're gonna redo this the dart spin. But if it lands on land somewhere where we're allowed to travel,
democracy.
We have to like commit. We have, even if it was like in the middle of the fucking nowhere, we're gonna commit. And which I was terrified. And people gave me the job. That's a lot of power, but I also know I'm pretty bad at throwing darts, right? But I knew that I wanted to throw it at the top of the globe. Why? I wanted it to be fun.
Yeah, you know what gets us.
I didn't want, like, I wanted to go somewhere really cold, and I was like, oh, that could be really fun. But like, I didn't think about like what was up there. I was just kind of like, I'm gonna throw it up and see where it lands. And I know there's like a lot of ocean up there too. So in my head, I was like, it might just land in the ocean, then I'll just throw it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Right? But I throw it and it fucking lands right in Sweden. I forgot Sweden was even up there. Like, cause it landed there and I was like, oh my God, like Greenland. And then I looked closer and it was Sweden. It was Sweden. I was like, oh my God, you know, I've always wanted to go to Sweden, but now I get to go cause I threw a dart there. And that's where we went. And we flew all the way to Sweden.
Wait, do we want to pause and run the intro to hear more about it?
Yeah.
Good call.
If we're about to dive in,
I think
we should kick this off.
Ow!
Oh, are you okay?
Watch your head,
Boogie. Oh my gosh, you're bleeding.
I've hit my head so many times in my life. All right, let's go.
I didn't go grab the Olipop. It's coffee time, baby!
Let's go! Oh my God. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
And we are here.
Come on now.
And we are here for a good time.
That's right.
But yeah, okay. So what did I do? Where was I?
The dart lands on Sweden. You're going to Sweden. How many is the whole gang go? I know it was like David, Natalie.
Everybody that went was everybody that was in the video except for like Jonah. Jonah was supposed to go, but he like backed out last minute.
Good.
I think the only way he would go is if we were going somewhere like 2 hours away. If we landed in like Cabo, then he'd be like, okay, I'll go. But like, I also was not too keen. I'm learning new words from Australia. I wasn't too keen flying all the way to fucking Sweden, because Sweden is like it was like a 15-hour flight, and we were only there for 2 days. So it was like, it was a lot of traveling for such a little, and I'm sure you're used to this, Heath. I feel like you did this with Alton all the fucking time. You travel far only for a couple days and you would leave. But yeah, it was like really, really tiring. We went all the way to Sweden and it came all the way back.
And the thick of winter too. Like it's December.
It was.
Like
when we flew into Stockholm, it did not look like how I was imagining it. I was imagining it to look like what it looked like when we flew to, we flew north of Sweden to this really, really fucking snowy area. It looked like Russia out there. It was crazy. That's what I thought it was going to look like when we flew into Sweden.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
But Stockholm was like, it was really beautiful. It like reminded me of like, of London. It was just really
it's very colorful, right? All the buildings are a lot of bunch of different colors and stuff.
The architecture with all the buildings was really, really nice.
It's my motherland. I mean, that's where my ancestors came
from. Wait, really?
Yeah, on my mom's side of
the
family.
What percentage are you?
My mom's side is probably Swedish Norwegian too.
My mom's, I think, like half Swedish. So I'm like a quarter. I don't know.
Which makes sense because everybody there, and including the ladies, all tall.
Tall, blonde, blue-eyed.
Yeah,
I saw you had a nice little time with a Swedish lady.
Yes, but she wasn't tall. She was short.
What was her name?
I don't want to say her name. I don't want to put her out like that. But I met her. She messaged me on Raya when I was out there.
Ooh.
And we decided to meet up and we partied. It was awesome. It was really fun. What do you call it? What did we do out there?
Is it expensive? I heard like it's Sweden or maybe it's somewhere else. Maybe it's Switzerland. Like, is a beer like, it's like concert, it's a like music festival prices on like everything.
It was pretty pricey out there.
Like a pint is like $14 or something like that.
It was definitely pricier than we expected.
Interesting.
And when we went out to Corinna, because it sounded something like that.
That's not safe. That's pretty.
It was like Corinna, something like that. When we went to Corinna, it was out there. Even out there was expensive too. Like to go out in the snow to like do the helicopter ride.
So
we wanted to go somewhere snowy, so we went to Corinna and we took a helicopter to the top of a mountain because we just thought we wanted to be on top of a mountain in the middle of nowhere, just for a shot. We get there and we decided this was not planned. We decided to look at our location. And our location was exactly where I threw the dart at.
Whoa!
That's like crazy.
That's awesome.
It was around the same exact area, and it felt so good, and it was not planned at all. That was like one part where we're like, we did not plan this. This is actually really sick.
How freezing was it? Was it super cold? Was it pretty
tame? It wasn't as cold as it looked. It looked really cold, but it wasn't that cold. But it was still like Ilya, They had an ice plunge in the lake. It's in the lake, but they like block it off.
I got scared when he jumped in. A lot of there's currents under there. Mm-hmm. You could get sucked under that ice hole, dude. Ooh. When he went completely under, my heart sank.
No, Heath, they block it off. It's in the lake, but it's encased.
Like a shark.
Oh,
cage.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Like a cage. Yeah, no. I don't think they would ever have that there.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. No, that's it. Terrifying. Oh my, what a fucking nightmare. Like going underwater and then you can't find your way back up.
No, I would hate that.
Anyways, yeah, but we did that. We went snowmobiling, which I'll never do again. That's a once in a lifetime thing that you do.
It feels funny.
I like it. I love snowmobiling.
Okay, so I think the reason why I hated it was I didn't wear the I was supposed to wear a covering.
Like a balaclava? What do you call it?
Balaclava?
They didn't give us one to wear. They didn't say like you really need to wear one, but we didn't wear one, right? Bro, we were riding out for maybe 20 minutes. Heath, I swear, I ended up stopping in the middle of the ride because I thought I was about to die. Like, I thought I was about to get hypo-fucking-
You couldn't breathe?
Dude, I couldn't breathe. It was all in my face. Like, there was icicles forming in my brain. I thought I was going to pass away.
Oh, boy.
I saw the video. Was your mouth and, like, face that frozen that you couldn't talk?
My whole face was frozen. It was numb. Numb, frozen. I couldn't move my fucking face. I couldn't feel it.
That's crazy.
It was crazy. I could not move at all. The way I was talking was real. Like, that was not exaggerated. Like, never again. Never fucking again.
Were you guys like on a trail or were you guys like free ranging over
had somewhat of a trail, but it like, again, it felt like you're in the middle of nowhere. It was fucking wild. It was just like this family that kind of owned this like whole like cabin area. And then we had like a tour guide that literally reminded me of my dad. He was fucking nuts. He was crazy, but he was great. And we did that. We went on the helicopter ride. We were going to go snow dog.
Yes. Snow.
What's it called?
I think it's called dog sledding.
Dog sledding. Yeah. But it's funny because you imagine it in your head exactly how you imagine it. Imagine dog sledding in your head.
He did like a full Iditarod.
Yes. It's supposed to be a full, like you see like eight dogs and you're on a sled. You're sitting.
Yeah. Dude, it's so cool.
It's supposed to look like the movies. But then when we looked out and saw one of them, bro, it was like two dogs and you were standing up on this thing. It looked janky. We're like, oh, fuck that. We're not doing
that. Heath and I went dog sledding, right?
Didn't we? Yeah,
we did in Montana. I think, it was weird with like Tyler Cameron and Todd. It was like some Smirnoff brand deal. I loved it. I thought it was really cozy. I think it was like Todd, like I was in Todd's lap.
Yeah, like, we were like tucked in just like in this little bucket leaning back. The dogs were moving and then there was like solo dogs that would run alongside of us to make sure they were in check. Yeah. Oh, dude, it was crazy.
Okay. Yeah, so even that, it didn't even look that cool. Like there was only two dogs. They didn't have much.
And those dogs are vicious. Like when they're just like sitting there, they're not cozy, cute dogs. They're ready to go. My only thing, I would just give a heads up about dog sledding, it's a poop. Because the dogs kind of like poop as they're running.
And so you're just sledding over it.
And then you're sledding over dog shit. And it just smells like dog poop.
But
you know what?
They're running.
I know they are. You know, horses got to poop when they, you know, go around.
Do horses poop when they're running?
Yeah.
Are they more classier than that?
I just, the dogs poop while they're running and it just happens. Oh.
Why was there never a horse sledding? I feel like.
Because I feel like they would just slip on the, they wouldn't be able, or no, not slip on the ice.
I think you would need like a certain type of horse, like a Clydesdale horse that's like built for the snow.
Like, but imagine like eight horses in a line and you're behind that.
You know how fast you'd fucking go?
Wow.
You want to get somewhere? Do it that way.
They wouldn't even be able to catch up with each other. They would just, half of them would just start sliding. Or like fucking.
They would need horseshoe snowshoes.
Yeah.
Like, I guess it does happen. It is possible a horse can pull, but those are Clydesdales. Like, the ones that have the really hairy feet. Those are like ones built for snow, like the Budweiser.
Why the fuck horses. Have I never seen that in my childhood life? Like, why does that not look familiar?
The tennis racket shoes for walking on snow? I've always wanted to put a pair on.
Yeah, bring those back.
That shit is so cool.
What is that? That's for walking on
snow.
Walking on snow.
So you're not like fully sinking into the snow every time.
It gives
you're
you like a bigger footprint, so you're not falling through. It spreads it out, so you got more surface area.
We needed that before we got on the helicopter. Bro, we were like knees deep in trying to like catch after that.
Did you have to buy like a bunch of clothes before to make sure you were good to go, or did you?
Oh, I was good for Sweden. I packed a lot.
Okay.
For Sweden, and normally I'm like really bad with that, but I packed good. I was prepared for that, but I was not prepared for my pants. I always forget something, right? Like I was really good for the top, but then I had shorts. I had like
you didn't have like a waterproof snowboard pant.
No, I just like. I don't think about that type of shit, you know? I only think about, I know how to dress for Florida, and that's how I dress for everywhere. I, like, whatever I'm bringing to Florida, I just pack double Florida, so I can, like...
Okay, two pairs of shorts.
Double
Florida. How was the nightlife?
Terrible.
Terrible?
Terrible.
Just, like not a good vibe, or...
And everybody there also thinks that, too. The people that live there, they all say, oh, terrible nightlife here. I'm like, oh, wow, that's like, I'm surprised that everybody's
Swedish
on the same
Swedish House Mafia, right?
You know what?
Where's the Swedish House Mafia?
You know, it's funny. They actually ended up DMing David. They're like, oh, come by to the studio.
Shut up.
Oh, no way. So they just fully live out there.
Yeah.
Like, that's real.
Yeah, that's real. They were, I mean, they were out there at the time. I don't know if they lived there or not, but they were definitely out there at the time.
Because all the best songs are like written by like Swedish producers, like Max Martin, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of good pop is from there.
What's really funny that happened was we went out to dinner and we there was a fan that like was waiting for us outside of the restaurant, and we leave, and he's like, "Hi, I saw you were here, so I came to stop by." He was so sweet about it. Like, "Hey, how are you doing?" He's like, "Hi, my name is Alesso, but not like the DJ. Just okay. Regular Alesso." I'm like, "Oh, that's so funny. Huh? Hey, how are you doing?" Not an hour later, we go out to a nightclub. Who's at the table?
And Alesso was
Alesso.
There?
Whoa.
Shut up.
Alesso, the DJ, was there. Literally an hour later, we're like, "What?" But we find out he's Swedish, too. So it's like, it's not surprising that he was there, but like still. It was very crazy that that happened an hour apart.
Sweden's like, where it's at, it sounds like.
But it's, I think it's very like everybody knows everybody there. Like everybody's there.
That makes
that
sense.
That is in Sweden. Mm. Swedish people are in Sweden. For isn't the
the Lego like main headquarter in Sweden?
I know IKEA is.
IKEA is.
I know IKEA is, but I don't know why I thought Lego was too.
Denmark. That's in Denmark.
Denmark.
Close. I mean, it's in the fjords. How was the food?
Good meatballs.
It was all right. It was all right. Like, I would give it a mid. We also, like, I don't think we picked the best restaurants.
Right.
It was kind of like we picked whatever was available or whatever was around, mm-hmm. which that's why I don't want to judge too much on the food. But we did go to IKEA because we were like, their meatballs are going to be the best.
Yeah. At the HQ IKEA.
Same fucking thing. We walked in. It literally felt like we're at Burbank. We're like, God. Really? Dead ass, you walk in Burbank.
They keep it the same everywhere. We're getting the genuine experience out here.
Dude, it was crazy. Exactly. And dude,
it is funny.
You're getting the genuine experience out here.
Yeah.
You go to IKEA.
That shit's real.
Yes.
I could not tell the difference if this was Burbank.
No, it was crazy. And we, inside, everybody inside, tourists.
Oh, really?
You would think that everyone in there is Sweden. Nobody's in there.
Just people who had the same idea and thought they were going to get something special.
Exactly.
But I think I watched a bit of the vlog, but Alex got to like reunite with his little table.
Yeah, he did his last white table smash, which is crazy. It's all these things that that went along with my dart throw, right?
Yeah, it is weird.
Who else is a Swedish man? ABBA.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
But
isn't
that so weird that it landed in fucking Sweden? But, like, we have, like, the white table
bit. Oh, yeah, like Dancing Queen, all of the whole David lore.
It's like we kept throwing the dart until it hit Sweden.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so wild how it worked out.
It was meant to be.
It always works out in David. Like, it always works out for David's videos.
So annoying.
It's kismet.
It's crazy. But, like, yeah, we thought that was really cool how that, like, worked out.
Oh, I remember on Amazing Race when they were in Sweden, they went to the IKEA headquarters and the challenge was you either had to count a whole bunch of teddy bears or you had to build a furniture set. What would you do?
Give me the furniture.
What would you do?
Build the set, obviously.
Give me the furniture for sure.
Easy.
Oh, 100%. Good. And that's the what you should do. Everyone on the show, a lot of them did the counting of the teddy bears because they thought that would be faster.
I would fuck up. No.
Because they all started losing their minds counting. And if you submitted the wrong number of the wrong count, you had to count and start all over again.
And IKEA furniture is the easiest furniture to build from any
Yo,
like,
but
any
when
site.
You're holding that little Allen key or that wrench, you'd be dropping bolts and shit.
And you gotta have like a buddy and you open it up because there's no written directions. It's all visual, which is pretty clever, but there's always like another guy who's with it and you need someone else to set the furniture up with. You can't do it like solo for some of the projects.
Depending on what it is. Yeah, for sure. But was it? Oh, it was like a whole set. Like it would be like a bed, a dresser.
So I remember it looked kind of complicated where people were like, that looks like it's going to take up a lot of time. Let's do the teddy bears.
Heath, give me the mom. I'll build that shit in 5 minutes. The whole mom set.
It's a good one. We've done it a few times.
Bro,
you know, you kind of.
Bro, that was my whole life for 7 years. Mom.
All my furniture was mom.
Go to mom. Go to mom. M-A-L-M.
Oh, trust me. I know how to spell
everyone
it.
Everyone had a mom bed.
This should be everybody's first bed.
I still have
this
bed.
I still have the dresser back at home.
Affordable, strong. I mean, you can't definitely. You build it once.
Did you opt for the glass top? Because I had that glass top with those little rubber little stickies on the end so it didn't slide off.
But you're supposed to, Heath, because like, what, you put a drink on there, there's a ring of death on there, you're fucked. Yeah, you need the glass. That's when you had budget. You need to have budget when you have the glass.
I'm like, I'll do the glass top for each of them.
Who enjoyed, out of the whole group, who enjoyed Sweden the most?
Or was anyone just like, I actually love it here?
I think everybody enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Together. Yeah. It was just like I think also just the idea of how we got there. I think we all just enjoyed it more. We're just like, it's so stupid that we're all here because of a dart.
Was it Christmassy there? Like, you know, I feel like America, we go very hard with Christmas decorations.
Nothing like New York.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't like Christmas trees and lights everywhere.
They had lights everywhere, but it didn't feel like
cozy, cozy American Christmas.
When you saw it, you're like, oh, this feels like it looks like this all year round.
Ah, I see what you mean.
It was that type of...
It didn't feel seasonal. It just felt like...
It fits the setting.
It fit the setting, exactly. Like, if they didn't have the Christmas tree there, it would have felt like, oh, Sweden is lit very nicely, you know? Mm. But you didn't get, like, big fucking Santa reindeers everywhere, fucking, like... Mm-hmm. You didn't candy canes everywhere. You didn't see all that. They did have those giant reindeers, though.
You said people were really tall. Were people also, like, really fit? Like... Oh, like, did everyone, like, look very healthy, I guess?
Not sweet. Dude, and everybody was just tall in Sweden. Australia, you would feel like shit. Bro, everybody is Matt shredded. You didn't see one person that did not look completely jacked.
They all got a sport,
jacked.
You know?
And it wasn't, like, roided, shredded. It was, like, they eat really good out there.
Wait, you know what? Before we get into Australia... I think we have someone joining us right now.
Should we have our special guest on?
Yes, let's do it.
All right, give me 1 second. Give me 1 second.
This is. Oh my God. Wow. She's back, y'all.
She's back.
Mariah, welcome back.
Hey, Zane.
We missed you so much.
I'm sorry, girl. Did you have a baby? Because you look fantastic. You look like you did not even.
Thank you.
You look great, Mariah. And congratulations.
I can't get used. I'm talking to two robots.
Isn't it weird?
Welcome to the future.
Do they know you got these stands?
I told them right before we
saw the whole setup already.
So wild. Hey.
Doesn't it feel like we're in the room with them?
Yeah, this is weird.
Mariah, when I said I was going to come visit the Tony, this is how I meant.
Yeah, we'll wheel you upstairs.
That would be funny. We just keep Zane on this.
Yeah, hilarious.
That's how we push him around. Tony knows me. Bring up the laptop.
Well, Mariah, how are you feeling? How's life?
Good, good, Matt. How are you? How's the cancer?
All in the clear, Mariah. Thank you.
We're all getting so old.
That's how long it's been since she's recorded. How's the cancer?
Tony's what? Now three weeks old.
He's 3 weeks old today.
Oh my God. Happy 3 weeks.
It has flown by.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Has it been tough? Has it been easy? Easier than you expected? Just like the waking up every night, or just like the times you have to feed him, and just like just everything.
It hasn't been easy. It's definitely challenging because we have to figure out, he has to learn about us and we have to learn about him. So we have to kind of like figure out how to get on the same page and like get a groove. And I feel like the groove is just beginning now.
Yeah.
Like the past few days we're like trying to get.
Understanding like what
he just got here. He just got. He has no idea what's out there. No idea. Poor thing.
The horrors.
He's a moron. He has no idea.
Stupid thing. Can't figure it out.
But it's fun. It's fun to be able to like. If we could do whatever we want.
Yeah.
I think we're realizing we're very type B with him.
Just go with the flow, you know.
He's on the kitchen island. I'm like, he likes it.
Oh, okay. I was trying to like, what's an example of like a type B like thing that you're doing with him?
Like, he's just on the table while we're eating dinner. Like, it's just like, I don't know, it's very just laid back.
You're doing exactly what you're doing with Dean.
That I'm
noticing.
It's really like, my mom was getting annoyed because I was like, I'm not comparing him to an animal, but like, I was like, I know it's different, but everything we're doing with him, we had to do with Dean. Like, we had to stimulate Dean to go to the bathroom. We have to wind up this kid's legs to let something out.
Yeah.
We have to burp him. We were burping Dean. Like, I was like, and
it was
Dean,
a good warm up for
we
this.
We had to feed Dean every 1 to 2 hours. So that was even harder. with Got him, it. We're doing like every 3 hours or mm-hmm. something like that.
So are you feeding Tony like fancy feasts? Like are you doing the same thing with
he likes tiki
chicken
cat.
Cutlets.
Oh, but Mariah, though, just to like backpedal, because I feel like we didn't even get to hear much from you throughout pregnancy itself. How was it just being pregnant in general? Was it what you thought it would be? Was it tough? Was it
hard?
Oh, yeah,
because like, we weren't really recording of, while you were pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, because like, yeah, not like in, you know, serious stage mm-hmm. of pregnancy. So yeah. Was it everything you thought it would be? Did it suck?
I wouldn't say I loved it. There's people that are like, I loved being pregnant. Like it was, this sounds a little sad, but I didn't feel like, I don't think I touched my stomach. My there, whole, yeah. I wasn't like, one of these.
Oh, yeah.
At all. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't think I was going to be like that. And I wasn't like that. Like I wasn't, I barely looked in the mirror. I was just in denial. I think it's because I'm so active and like the dancing and everything. And I'm just so used to being able to bounce around the house and like, oh, I forgot this. Let me run into this room. When I started slowing down, I was getting annoyed. I was just like, I can't like have the energy that I'm so used to having. Mm-hmm. Even simple things, just like, if I'm leaning back just like this, getting up, now I could do it.
Yeah.
Getting up was a whole, it was like.
Because you couldn't engage your core at all.
I couldn't engage my core. I'm so used to being able to like flex my muscles and to help me. This, I was like, mother.
It just felt like you had a suitcase.
It was like. It got very annoying towards the end. Like I was like, I'm so over this. Like, yeah.
But you know what? I feel like on the internet, all we see is pregnant women talking about like how much they love. Like that, I feel like that's all I see. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, I feel like a lot of women are just like you, Mariah, where you just like can't even look in the mirror. Or like you're just waiting for this thing to come out. I feel like it's good to hear that side too. Cause I feel like you don't hear that a lot.
I'm very grateful. I did have an easy pregnancy. I will say I never got sick.
Oh, that's nice.
Like, yeah, I didn't feel
that
like
hormonally
I didn't feel
or
different. Right. I didn't feel different. I didn't go through like a depressed stage. Like I just,
you seemed like yourself.
I was
the whole
still
time.
Myself. Just physically. I was like, oh God. Like, because you know, my stomach was like the best part of me. Like, like I was so insecure about everything else. I was like, you know what? My body's the one thing that I'm kind of like, I feel good about and it's taken from me.
But you know what, Mariah? It's so good that you were fit. Cause I actually looked it up because you were so fit. It made the whole pregnancy like a lot easier for you and better.
Yeah. I hope that's the reason. Cause I don't watch what I eat. That's for sure.
how was just delivery itself of like birthing a baby? Was that everything you thought it would be? Was it painful? Did you hate it? Like how?
So I did a quick.
Tell us your thoughts. How was it?
Yeah. I did a quick, very, very brief speed run for Zane in the last episode. Matt, I wish I could have like, we had you on for that one. So we'll just rip through it again and
you
just get everybody.
No idea.
I just wanted this to come from Mariah because it was such a fun experience.
I had a blast. No, it was like after it was funny. Was over, we just kept looking at each other like, holy shit.
This was
like, yeah, we were like, this is nuts, right? Like, how is this possible? We went through it and we still don't understand how it's possible.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I went through it and I'm like, I don't know how people do that. And I did it. Like it was crazy.
Can you please start with when you guys were, I think this is the best time to start, when you guys were watching TV and like days before you're expecting and something happened.
The due date was the 13th. So I was anticipating 2 weeks before that. Cause my sister delivered 2 weeks early. So I'm like, it could happen any day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm making sure my nails are done. I am prepped. Hospital bag, not ready, but nails done.
Team.
Every day I'm doing an everything shower. Like I am preparing. After 2 weeks of doing that, I'm like, I'm freaking exhausted. Like nothing's happening. And I was asking like my mom, my sister, the doctor, of course the doctor, the doctor was like the last resort. Like, am I supposed to be feeling anything? Is there anything like, I know? And they're like, you'll know. Everyone said the same thing. You'll know. I'm like, all right. So every day I'm like, in my head, I'm like, ooh, is that a little something? But I had like a, maybe like a little gas.
Like, oh, Heath, I think I feel something. No, you just tooted.
So,
you're just thirsty, bitch.
That's my favorite clip. No, you just thirsty, bitch.
Though, like, you'll know, because like I said, I fortunately had a very good pregnancy. I didn't have any pain throughout my whole pregnancy. I didn't have any cramping, like nothing. So I didn't know. They were like, oh, it's different than a cramp. And I was like, well, I haven't had a cramp, so I don't know what I'm feeling for. So I was making jokes, but like underlining, we kind of figured, I was like, I have a feeling I'm just going to be home and it's just going to like, I'm going to give birth on the floor or something. Yeah. Like,
Happens while you're asleep. You just wake up.
I was like, I'm not going to know I'm in labor. I just know it. But everybody said I would know. Yeah. So we're sitting there watching TV. And something happened. I didn't know what. And I was like, oh, that was different. So let me go to the bathroom. I was like, this is new. Like something new happened. So I went to the bathroom, came back out. And at first I didn't say anything. Mm. I was just still watching. And then I leaned over and I said, I think something happened. And he goes, really? And I'm just like, yeah, but we could finish. Like, we can keep watching. I was like, I'll just wait and see if anything else happens. And it didn't, but I knew this was something new. And I'm like, maybe I'm Googling. And I'm, thank God my sister was awake because this was really late. And I explained to her, she goes, it could have been your water, it could have been nothing. And I was just like, thanks.
Okay.
So I think it was my water breaking because it was something that's never happened before. And it was more than what usually, I don't want to.
Whatever. But also supposedly
but it was
still,
it was such a tiny amount. It's not like, it wasn't like the
surf's
movies.
Up.
Where such a tiny amount. I called the doctor because they said, if you think you're going into labor, call the doctor. That's what they told me. So I call this doctor. Sounds like, at first I had to leave a message.
Yeah, two.
Two messages. They finally get back to me. And it sounds like she just woke up because this is the on-call people.
Yeah.
So you tell them what's happening and then they relay it to your midwife, doctor, whoever.
What time was it?
11? 10 is when it happened. It broke and then you called maybe 11.
Like 11-ish.
Okay.
Okay.
So I call and I explain what happened and she's just like, who's your doctor? And I told her the name. I said, my midwife is blank. And she goes, okay, well, what's the word?
Oh, fuck.
Provider.
Provider. She goes, she's a provider. And I'm like, I don't know. I was like, this is just. And then I said it again. I said, well, my midwife told me this. And she goes, she's a provider. And I'm like, okay, it doesn't matter.
I'm going into labor. Like,
let me know. So she asks me questions about what happened. And she goes, well, was it consistent? And I said, no. And she goes, then it was just urine. I said, it wasn't just urine. It doesn't matter what she was asking. Yeah. She was asking me questions and I was like, no. She goes, okay, it was definitely urine. I said, it definitely wasn't. Because I examined it.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, call us back when, if it
becomes consistent.
If it becomes consistent, call us back. And I'm like, all right, thanks. Good night. So I hang up the phone. And it happens again, but it's not consistent. It just something happens again for like a second. Uh-huh. And I'm like, this is not normal. I know my body. This has never happened before.
It's a broad term. I don't think that's the right word.
Yeah.
Like everybody's body is different. And I've looked up when your water breaks, it can break in different ways. It can like be consistent. It could come in like trickle, whatever.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm not calling that bitch back. I was like, I know. So
I went to bed.
So we went to bed. I said, you know, I'm going to sleep on it. So we went to bed. I got up at 3:30 and I was texting my mom and my sister. And I was like, it happened a third time. And they were like, okay, it's your water breaking. But they're like me. And they were just like, you have time. like you can labor at home for as long as you can handle it, whatever.
Oh.
So
we did.
Because my sister labored at home until she was 3 to 5 minutes apart. Because her midwife, she was on the phone with her midwife. And she was just like, you're still good to stay home if you want. You're still good to stay home if you want. And everything was fine.
That's crazy.
And 3 to 5 minutes apart is like contractions? Like you're
contractions,
feeling?
Contractions, yeah.
What is that sensation like? Or like?
So I wasn't getting contractions yet.
Oh, okay.
At this point, I wasn't getting contractions. And I'm like, when the hell are these contractions? Like when my water break, are we good? I could have been contracting and I wasn't feeling it. And I was like, this was my fear that I wasn't going to feel the beginning of the contractions. Yeah. So finally, I was like, okay, I feel a little crampy, like something, I'm feeling something sharp. So I told Heath, because they said start timing it, and I was like, just time whatever this thing is, like whatever's happening, just time it. And it was 10 minutes, I think.
The first time I timed it, I think it was like 13 or 15 minutes, and then we just kept going until it got to 10. And
then
lowered.
Out of nowhere, it jumped from the 3 to 5 mark. Ooh. And I'm like, oh shit.
It happened quick.
So I heard you were telling them that you went and did ad reads.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We got Starbucks.
we were still so casual.
Because I woke him up at 4 o'clock and I said, I think we're probably going to go today. If you want to get up and shower, we'll just start the day and we'll just go with the flow and see what happens. So now I'm last minute packing the hospital bag. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what I need.
Your nightmare.
I don't know what I need. Yeah. So, showering. I'm cleaning the house because I don't want to come home to a messy house. He goes, I got to do the ad reads really quick. I'm like, go, go, go. Like, I still have to do the floors. So, yeah, we got it all done. And then as soon as you are done with the ads, you got upstairs. And then one contraction started where I was like, oh, I could see why people can't talk through these.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah, because
like,
you gave me a.
Yeah, I was like, 1 second.
Okay.
I was like, that was crazy. So I was like, let's go.
Meanwhile, if Heath and I had that feeling, if it just transferred onto us.
Zane, I would have been at the hospital 4 days early. Something just isn't feeling right.
Thank God your brother was at the house.
Know.
Because I would have been more worried about Dean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just.
So I was like, thank God, like Dean's gonna get fed. This is awesome. So we get in the car, we go. Something about like it being dark out.
Yeah, pitch black.
Oh, just driving to the hospital. I'm like, what is going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
In the car was when they really, it was like every 4 minutes, I think it was.
Wow.
And I was like, this is bad. So we get there and I walk up to the desk. Of course, we're in the wrong spot.
We were told to,
We were told to go to the emergency, what's it called? I almost said emergency.
Like just
exit.
Like the emergency drop off.
Yeah.
Emergency. At the hospital.
Whatever.
Yeah, with the big
red letters. ER patients get dropped off, yeah?
So that's where we were told to get dropped off when we did our walkthrough months ago.
So that's exactly where we go. I go to the desk and I was like, I'm in labor, whatever. I'm just like, no, I was like leaning on the desk and the girl was like my age. I was like a Chili's waiter. I'm like, listen, things happen. I'm pretty sure I'm in labor.
And they're like,
and
okay,
she was
name.
Like, you're in labor right now. And I'm like, and then a contraction came and I went. The only thing I walked in with was a bag of lemon slices. Because I was like, I need my lemon.
The guy there was like,
the guy was
like
are those lemons?
So they were like asking her questions, like trying to get like the information, like who she is, blah, blah, blah.
And it got to the point where I couldn't answer. Like physically, you're not able to answer through the contraction. And he just immediately like clocked it, stepped in, was answering everything for me.
Amazing.
And I'm like leaning on the desk and all these nurses come out and they're high-fiving us. And I'm like,
Mariah's sitting here like giving
like,
birth.
What
and they're
is
like,
going
all right,
on? And they're like, congratulations. First one,
baby.
Congratulations.
Just
like,
get her to a room. Yeah. What do you mean?
And they were like, you're in the wrong spot, but we'll take you there. So they're like, let's just get her a wheelchair. And I have my lemons and I'm like, holy, this is bad. I'm like, I can't do this.
Do these people think?
I can't do this.
Do these people think that you're in like the first phase? what you were feeling like the night before?
They probably thought it was like really early, not understanding that it was like contractions 3 minutes apart.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah, because they were having a blast. They were fighting over who's gonna take us.
They're like, do you want a wheeler?
You want him? You want him? I'm like, somebody, please. So they took me in the wheelchair. They took me to a room, checked all my vitals, whatever. Had me get changed. They checked how dilated I was, and they arrived there 7 centimeters.
Oh.
And if you don't know, it goes up to 10. So I was already like in, and they go, oh, you did most of the work at home. I'm like, oh my God. And I start getting nervous because I just don't like hospital, like I don't know the last time I was at the doctor. Sorry. Like, just not my thing. And as you know, I don't take any medication ever. I don't like putting anything other than chicken cutlet, macaroni, and water,
Advil, in my system. Yes. Like anything even like minor like that you don't like.
Yeah, like an Advil, whatever.
Yeah.
The only thing that was hurting were the contractions. I was like, I could do this. Like, it's fine. And I planned on going as far as I could without an epidural. And I was like, let me just see what, for the first kid, let me see.
If you could do it. What, yeah.
If I could do it. Yeah. Let me push my limit. It's also, whatever.
Isn't it safer? Like, for the isn't it safer in general?
Would you have an epidural?
It's not an epidural.
No, I think it's
more natural and proper. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah. There's no right or wrong.
It's just like a numbing agent. They inject into your spine.
Yeah.
No. So you like can't feel.
I know that. I don't know why. I thought I saw somewhere that it was like better for the baby. But
I mean, everyone I'm has sure a there's different. Something. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. I get into that first room and they're like, are you planning on having the epidural? And with no hesitation, I'm like, just give it to me. I'm throwing in the towel. I'm like, just give it to me. I'm like, yeah. So they send the signal to another doctor like, hey, we need an epidural in this room. So they have to like, whatever, concoct it, whatever they're doing in another room.
It's just
just making a cocktail. Like, shaking it up. Which room is it going to? All right, serve it up.
Let me make it.
Hey. So they take us to the delivery room. And the second we get there, Heath comes in and drops our bags off. And they go, you need to go downstairs and finish the paperwork. They have a couple more questions and he's like, all right. And she was like, I'll keep an eye on her. So,
but still like me in this situation, like I knew she was like contracting. I knew it was like shorter and shorter, but all I heard was like, oh, I'm in labor for 6 hours. Oh, I was in labor for 12 hours.
Right.
I'm like,
you don't know.
I'm like, yeah, we got all day. So when they told me, I didn't even think twice. I was like, all right, perfect. Yeah. I'll just run down, finish the paperwork.
Yeah.
Just come back up.
No matter how many experiences you hear about or how much advice you're given, everybody is so different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't like prep perfectly for it.
He's doing paperwork. You're in the
room. He's doing paperwork downstairs. Okay. Very important. I'm on the bed and I'm starting to, as soon as he leaves, like I said, the doctors, the lights, I'm like, do the lights need to be on? Like, this is
dial it back a bit.
Because I'm not only am I in pain, I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, because you're
I'm really, don't fucking
right,
look at me.
It is not my thing. I know their doctors, they've seen it all. It makes my body shut down.
Yeah.
To be that vulnerable and exposed to strangers.
Uh-huh.
I bet.
And the amount of like doctors coming in and out. Haven't heard from my midwife.
Oh, yeah.
Because I called on the way to the hospital. I called again. I said, I got to call this bitch back. Called again. Had to leave another message. They never got back to me.
No.
I'm like, well, this is on them. My doctor was nowhere in sight. So it's all these doctors. I have no idea who they are.
Right. This is the only person you were comfortable with seeing you the way you were.
Actually, no, Zane. No. No,
even still you were.
I still was not.
Yeah.
Are you sweating? Are you sweating during this? Do you feel like, I don't know, feverish? How is the body responding to the moment, yeah. I guess?
I think the only thing I could feel was the pain of the contraction. So I have no idea what I was really like.
Got it.
So I was in the room. It was me and a nurse because she was checking my vitals. She was hooking me up, like doing all the things. And I'm telling her, I'm just like, then I start, like, a tear comes out because it hurts so bad. And I'm like, this one's different. Like, this contraction is really different. And I couldn't handle it. And I told her, I was like, I need something. And she was just like, I know, they're getting the epidural. It should be done in a couple of minutes. That was, like, the last thing I heard. She checks me because I am in so much pain. And I'm telling her, like, no, like, this is really bad. Like, I don't want to, like, it's, like, embarrassing that I had to, like, scream for help.
No, you said, you said, like, I, like, I feel him.
I said, I feel him. Like, this is not, I feel him. Like, I was like, I know this is him. So she was like, they're coming, they're coming. And then she checked me because I was in so much pain. And she immediately ran to the intercom and she was like, we need a doctor.
Oh my God.
It was like the movie. She like opened the, we need a doctor. She's like, she's delivering. I'm like, I told you. I'm like on the phone with the other doctor. I told you it wasn't urine. So then,
meanwhile,
next
I'm,
thing, so
I'm
he's down there. Say your point of view
and,
now.
And the
oh, wait. Let me finish mine and then, like, do your point of view. So then, tell him, hon. Wait, let me finish. So then, when she yells for the doctor, then is the moment I blinked. And there, I was surrounded by doctors, and Heath was suddenly back next to me. Like, it was like I blacked out for a second. And, like, the scene was set.
Uh-huh.
So, go ahead.
So I'm downstairs. Again, I'm not thinking anything of it. So, the lady at the front desk, she asked me, like, my phone
again,
number and everything.
A Chili's waiter, like, where are you from?
So, I said my number. She goes, oh, Fort Lauderdale. I was like, yeah, born and raised Plantation. She goes, I worked at Plantation Hospital. And I was like, no way, small world. So, we're just going back and forth. And she's like,
Mariah's dying.
asking about Mariah and everything. And they were like, is she working? And I was like, yeah, she's up there working hard right now. And she was like, no, what does she do for work? And I was like, oh, I'm like, yeah, she's up there working hard. And then we're just like talking. And then she came. It felt like 2 minutes I was down there. So we finish up. I get into the elevator to go back up. I get off on the floor. And they were like, are you here for room 12? I was like, yeah. She's delivering now. Run. So I'm full sprint down the hallway trying to get to the room. I'm running. I bust through the door and she's full pushing. Everybody's around. I'm like, oh shit, it's happening right now. So
he
I ran over to her.
I can't believe they sent you down there when I was 7 centimeters.
Crazy.
Well, I had to be 10 by the time I got to the room and they still were like, you need to go all the way downstairs.
Why can't they just wait to do that type of shit? Like
I
paperwork
don't know.
And all that?
We're not going
anywhere.
They didn't
wait for anything.
Just like a QR code pre-filled
just
out
something.
Information. Like we've
no,
already.
I think that's how they get you though. They ask you all these questions when you're in pain, so you're just like, whatever, yes.
Yeah. That's fucked.
She didn't even have her legs in stirrups yet. So
oh, yeah.
The doctor's asking me to help lift her legs and put them into the little, like.
And
I was like,
crying.
Here, let me get your legs. She's like, it's impossible. The only thing she said the whole time
I said,
giving
this
birth.
This is impossible.
She's like, this is impossible.
So keep in mind, no time for the epidural.
Oh,
never
yeah.
Never showed
oh.
up.
Yeah, did it. Didn't they're like, we got to do it. No.
Because the last thing she said was, it'll be done in a couple minutes. So I didn't even get the epidural. And I am like, this is impossible. Like, there's no way this is about to happen. And then they were yelling at me. And as soon as you helped me, I was just like, I have to push.
Just push. Yeah.
I was like, I have to push. Did I push in silence?
There was like this. Mariah's
there was
like,
there was no like scream.
I was like, I can't
scream
right
you're
now.
Like, you're trying
mortified.
To do like this, like knees together.
No, my.
I was like, Bubba, Bubba.
What's the white chicks?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. You look like on the table.
I was like, I am. Is there another way to do this?
I'm so embarrassed.
But as soon as we got
so
your legs
bright
up
in there, the lights. Imagine, Zane. Imagine. Imagine the lights spread eagle. Oh.
Can you imagine people film this? There's people that
upload.
Now film this and upload.
Oh, Matt, but there was no, like, there was no sheet box.
Yeah, like that's how movies. I, like, want to visualize it. It was not, there's, no sheet box.
It's not,
just, like,
the
pretty,
thing where they're, like, up under
wait,
it.
Yeah, like a tent, almost. Like, yeah, nothing. That's,
they
no.
didn't have that?
No. No, I was wide open.
Did you have to request for something like that?
I don't know. If they, I'm sure other places are different, but this one
might
just
do
didn't.
It if you have more prep. Like, this was just, like, we got in
I
the room.
I think it just happened too fast.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah.
Gave birth.
Wow.
In about, felt like 30 seconds. I pushed for like 30 seconds.
Twice.
Yeah, I pushed twice.
From the moment one for the head, one for the body.
One for the head, and it, I sighed relief because I thought that was it.
Oh, yeah. No, we still got more.
And they go, you got to do it again. I'm like, what? Like, that wasn't it, and I knew the shoulders were worse. I'm like, son of a bitch. So then I think I was just pissed off at that point, so I just, like, pushed.
Yeah.
And they, like, immediately put him on my chest. My eyes were closed this whole time. It took me so long to look at anything, because if I opened and saw how many people just saw that.
No. Yeah.
Don't fucking look at me.
I was just looking at Heath. I was just like, just look at Heath.
It's crazy. Like, such a vulnerable moment. Like, yes. It's just because nobody ever experienced anything like that with that many people in a room like that.
And you're experiencing it for the first time, too. It's not like just going to the dentist to the doctor and getting a checkup. It's like you're doing, it's a very
And there's
vulnerable.
No, like, rehearsal, too. No. You don't get, like, a rehearsal where, like, you get to sit in the bed and, like, all right, this is what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
It's like, they just tell you where to be the day of, and they didn't even get the correct information before that.
They give the baby right to
you. They give the baby to me. I'm holding him, and they're all scrambling, doing their thing. My midwife comes in. She goes, hey, congratulations. I'm like, hey, girl, remember me?
She's like,
did you get my message?
I just missed it, huh?
No, it's not her fault that she missed it. It was the people that were supposed to relay the information, whatever.
The reason is because when they were trying to relay it, they weren't finding her file. So yeah. I think they were, like, trying to have me go down to, like, get it fixed to be able to, like, make the call and get in connection.
Had to do with the whole move thing, because my name was different in California than here. The whole last name switch.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like a motto on some paperwork. I'm Hussar in other paperwork. So they were just like, they couldn't find me anywhere.
Meanwhile, they lay the baby on her chest. I'm right in front. And they're like, where's your phone? And I'm like, what?
Yeah,
they're like, give me your phone.
The first thing, they're like, let me take a picture. And
he's
like, they're
like, taking pictures. The baby's still blue.
Well, when they first asked you and you were like, it's okay, it's okay. And they were like, no, give me your phone.
That's actually insane.
Yeah, it's crazy that they were, like, begging for his phone to take pictures. I think we deleted those pictures. Yeah. I'm like, oh, he's, like, blue. And I'm like, like, ew.
Oh, that's really wild to me.
I bet some people, like, think of that, though, as the first thing. They hear it a lot, probably.
They think
this is what they want. Like,
oh,
I don't
like,
know.
Oh, I wish we got a picture.
It probably came from a nice place where they were trying to, like, document it. Because you're so focused on
But he did say no. She was like, no, I insist.
But no, like, all of the nurses, everybody at the hospital was so nice.
And so helpful, except for one. We'll tell you about her.
All right.
But for the most part, such an easy, like, I'm like, it was a breeze.
No, yeah, they were very, very helpful, very honest, very patient. Like, I didn't feel pressured into doing anything, whatever. And then...
Oh, they were like, are you ready to cut the umbilical cord? I was like, no, I'm okay. They're like, no, come on, do it. And I was like, okay. So then they put the two clamps, and then they give me these garden shears.
Just like
and
a
I'm like, oh my gosh.
Ceremony.
Like, they were like, garden just cut shears? Right between it.
Oh, you did it.
So I grabbed it, and I cut... I wasn't expecting blood to squirt.
Oh.
So that threw me. Blood all over my white shirt, my hands. I'm like,
it's kind of cute. There's a little, like, blood stain on his shirt now.
Oh, yeah. Keep it. Give it to your kid.
Frame it.
A white tee is crazy. I felt bad, though, because I didn't get all the way through in one cut. And I was like, oh, my God. I don't know why. Either one of you was going to be feeling it.
Oh, no, I didn't. I remember that moment, but I wish I could have been more focused. They're just so fast with everything and on autopilot, and I couldn't process. I just remember you being like, all right, I'll do it. And then you did it. And then, because at the same time, they're like figuring out if I need stitches. The placenta,
yeah.
which
yeah.
was the whole placenta thing, like a lot of people scared me with that. That was not, I don't even remember that. That was nothing.
Did you see that, it? Did you see it with your own eyes?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't see anything with my own eyes. I could not see a thing. I don't even know how the placenta came out. It feels like they just yanked it out. Like I didn't push or
it
anything.
It comes out after the baby, right?
After the umbilical yeah. cord, right?
They, because that's what
the
umbilical cord is attached to. They just kind of like pulled it out.
Yeah, they just like unplugged it.
Ryan, yeah. you look at the footage, they're like this.
It's just like, it's a clown. It just keeps coming. Like, it's changing yes. colors. Like, they're like, whoa, this is. There was like a fun delivery doctor who's like, all right, we're just pulling the rest out. Gotcha. Just kidding. Welcome to the world.
Hot potato.
Hot potato.
And so, it must be a wild emotional moment. Finally seeing this human that you've been carrying around inside of you,
but
you don't really know what it looks like. But I mean, you know, you see all the ultrasounds and stuff. You're like, wow, it's finally here. It has to be pretty wild.
It was a really unexplainable.
Unreal.
And so much hair too. He has
a lot of hair.
I'm
hair.
So jealous.
Dark hair.
Full head
which
of hair.
Everybody keeps asking me the question, like, you must have had a lot of heartburn, because that's the thing. If your baby has a lot of hair, you get heartburn. And I was like, I didn't. And they were just like, I never heard somebody not having heartburn.
You're nominally.
What can I say? But, it's called agita.
Because I still don't know the time. How long was it between the Tony coming out and you deciding his name? Like that.
Two days.
After deciding on the name, right?
Yeah. It was the last thing we did before leaving the hospital. They wouldn't let us go until we had a name.
I didn't know. I didn't know it was 2 days. I thought it was the same day.
She had the baby at 7 in the morning. We spent the night. Next morning came around, and then we didn't leave until like 6 o'clock the next day.
Yeah, I think so.
Like that.
And now the name, was it already like in the top three of what you were already kind of leaning on, or did you kind of switch it up last minute going, actually, let's go Antonio.
Like, so Antonio's always been on my list. It's actually been a girl named Antonia.
Ah, love that.
And then still call her Tony. So we both liked Tony, but it was never like a top three, top two. It was just always on the list.
Okay.
Like, I think like a lot of Italian names were always on the list. I was like, Tony's cute, like Antonio, but it never clicked. There was a moment, I don't know if you remember, there was a moment in my pregnancy where I was like, he kind of feels like a Tony. Like sometimes I feel like calling him Tony, but that was like for a couple days and it went away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then he came up with the name in the shower that morning.
Yeah. I don't know. When I was showering, when she woke me up, I don't know why I would just like Nico Valentino sounded really cool to me.
Because those were two names on our list. And we were trying to think of which ones sound good together. And I was like, I like Nico Valentino. Like, that's really cool. And then I was thinking Tony Rocco. And I'm like, Tony Rocco is really cool.
Like, you sound like fighter, like boxers.
Yeah.
Nico Valentino, Tony Rocco.
Yeah, I love that.
So those ended up being like the top two that morning. And I'm like, these are cool to like bounce around in, whatever. But there was nothing that we were just like, that's it. Like we didn't have that moment yet.
It just
yet.
Wasn't set.
Like, yeah, it wasn't like- set. So being in the hospital with him, we weren't even like thinking of the names either. We were just like not calling him anything. And then like hours later, we were like, we got to think of a name.
There was also so much going on. Like after
they don't let
he
you
came
breathe.
Out, somebody, some sort of nurse or something was in the room every 10 minutes, like either slamming on her stomach, like
there was a whole thing where they had to push on my stomach every hour.
Cause she had like blood clots and then you had to do like the catheter. There was just like always something that they were like doing.
Yeah.
Or they would come in and ask you, who's your pediatrician? I'm like,
I don't know.
I just, I'm like, what are we doing? They kept coming in and it was like a different nurse every time. And then they would leave and be like, make sure you get some sleep. I'm like, how? When?
When?
Because then they would come in and they would have to take my blood pressure like all the time and like make sure everything was good.
Yeah.
Then this one nurse was coming in and she goes, we'll bring you the Tylenol and Advil. And I'm like, actually, no, like I'm good. When I tell you guys, genuine, I swear on my life, I had no pain afterwards.
Okay.
It was just discomfort. It was obviously it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I separate the two, like, discomfort and pain are two different things.
Yeah.
I can sit through being uncomfortable. She comes in a second time and she goes, you sure about that Tylenol and Advil? And she's like giving me a look. And I'm just like, what's the point of taking it? I don't have any pain. Like there's nothing to get rid of.
She was just like, yeah. No, I'm good. Thank you though.
Yeah. So yeah, I didn't say that.
I looked at her. I said, "What's the freaking point?
What's the point?" So then, the third time she comes in, and she goes, "I'm just gonna ask again. Like, you're sure about this, Tyler?" And I'm like, "Damn, what happened to no means no?" Yeah. I didn't say that.
She said, "Hey, good to see you."
We get it.
So I said, "No, thank you. Like, I'm really okay. I got my lemons." I was like, I'm really okay. And then she goes, just so you know, you don't get an award for not taking any painkillers.
No.
Oh my God. Matt.
She did not.
Is that?
I was gagged. I was like, wait, were like, what? Did I do something wrong?
Hearing that again, I cannot believe that.
And that's like, isn't that crazy? Just gave birth. That is like the last thing you want to hear is just some sass. Like,
you don't get an award for not taking, it's like,
excuse me? Like,
crazy.
It was so weird that she said that.
Tony
that
was probably
only,
like, did she
that's
say
That's the
what?
Only, like, thing that was like...
Tony's eyes just, like, open up in that moment, like...
And you know what? I'm sure you didn't go and tell anybody what she told you, but she's fucking lucky that you didn't. Like, that. What
yeah,
a crazy thing to
say. Yeah, no, I
didn't
say anything. And I laughed. I thought she was kidding. And then she just, like, walked away. And I was like... And I looked at Heath, and I was like, thank God you heard it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because I needed someone to roll my eyes with, you know?
Yeah. Because I would have been like, if you told me, I'd have been like, oh, she had to have been kidding.
That
had to have been a joke.
Crazy.
It's wild.
She was not letting it go. And I was like, it's just Advil. Like, she's acting like I'm saying no to keeping the baby.
When he told me that, I was like, do they get like a bonuses? Because I know they charge for everything that you take in the hospital. Like, they charge you for all the Advil they give you, and they'll fucking up it by like fucking 10 times. Like, a cost of a Tylenol, they'll charge you like $300 for that shit.
I really don't know her intentions for that. Like, it was just like a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
Like, so that was the only, other than her, all the rest of the nurses and doctors were very helpful. We loved them. But she was strange.
And Mariah's strange face during like the lactation specialist coming in. It was.
I didn't ask for it. Do you want a lactation specialist? Like, they don't ask you. They just come barging in and they start touching. And I'm like, and I can't focus on what she's saying because she's so in my space. And then she's telling Heath, get in there. And I'm just like. And the baby's crying, and I'm like, this poor thing. And she's like forcing him onto me, and I'm like, I don't think he wants to be like put, like, I don't know.
It was just, it was a lot.
It was very aggressive.
Right after, it was just like a lot going on in this room. It was just,
so,
it was
there
chaos.
There was so much, I felt like I was in like, I don't even know how to explain, like a factory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People were doing so many different things.
It felt everything but natural, I feel like, for you guys, for you, Mariah. Like, what it's supposed to feel natural, I think all these lights and people and touching, and it just like, and you wanted
I had friends on the TV. Mm-hmm. I'm like, let me make this as normal as possible.
Yes. Yeah.
That's good. Did, was anyone else giving birth like that morning? Like,
I ended up going down to like the snack bar at one point, and as I was walking back, there was a lady in a wheelchair being wheeled out and a dad holding the baby in a carriage.
Oh, cool.
So like, okay. You could tell they just either the following day or whatever it was, or the day before. So there was other people giving birth.
And another question I have, because you see it in movies all the time. yes. Hi, this is Matt King with Unfiltered. Hi.
Hi, where are you
Mariah.
From?
My question I have, do they ever take the baby away? Because you know what, like in movies, there's like the maternity ward and you're looking at the glass and there's a bunch of babies all lined up. Does that happen?
That's an old school thing. Because I remember like when my little cousins were born, like you could go to the window and see all the babies and like read the names and stuff. They'll take them away for like, they do have a daycare. So if you want a break, they'll take them and take and feed the kid and do everything.
Oh.
We just opted not to have the baby taken away.
I said daycare, a nursery.
Yeah.
Got it.
And if you want them to have a bath, they'll take them. But we just told them, just keep him in the room the whole time. Like, we don't, I don't want to take my eyes off of him, you know?
Yeah.
We just stared the whole time.
Yeah, we just stared at him the whole time. And Heath was a freaking animal.
Thank
he
you.
Had no experience with kids, babies, and watching him changing all the diapers, figuring out every nurse that came in and swaddled, he took notes on like what he...
Because there's a method to the madness with
people
a,
do
with
it
a swaddle.
Differently, yeah. So he came up with his own concocted swaddle, and he was like,
I took my favorite things that each of them did, and I was like, okay, I liked that, I liked this.
Yeah. He was losing sleep over getting that perfect swaddle.
While I was wrapping him like a burrito, we were...
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you're watching the doctors with Tony, or doctors with other...
So they keep coming in and checking on him. Like, one, they're coming, they're checking his peach. They're checking
his... Oh, got it, seeing what they were doing, okay.
And, like, they undo it, and then they re-swaddle him to leave.
Got it,
so, like,
okay.
I got to watch him get re-swaddled 100 times.
Like, they don't leave the baby or us alone. Like, they're checking his reflexes. They're checking my reflexes. They're
his
pushing
hearing.
On things.
Wow.
They're checking inside, like, everything. So they didn't let any of us sleep.
Yeah.
But they kept telling us, make sure you get some sleep. So I don't know how that's possible.
Just wanted to make sure you were good and healthy before you left.
So then the name, my... Well, obviously, we told my family when it happened, everything. My mom booked the next flight. She got there at like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
We're all sitting there the next day and they're grilling us on this name.
They're like, what's the name? What's the name? We got to fill out the birth certificate. We got to get the social security. Like,
do they do the footprints like ink or like?
They did the footprint thing.
They do, okay, they still do that. Thing. I know that's like a thing. Okay.
It wasn't like... I thought they would like, I thought it was like a stamp where like they actually
I thought it was fingerprint too. It wasn't.
Yeah. It was just.
It was, I think it was digital. I think they just like pushed it up.
I don't think it was digital. I think it looked like a black screen.
And it imprinted
on it. But
it
imprinted
on it.
It's like
graphite paper. Like, or something like that.
They just upped the technology because it definitely used to be ink.
It's weird. Like, welcome to the world. Let's ink. Let's put
the baby.
Ink, like right on you.
Yeah. Right. Just, yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
So.
And so your mom gets there.
Yeah, so my mom gets there and...
Is she crying?
No, it's my mom.
Oh, she got a little emotional.
She's like another one.
She didn't cry.
She doesn't really cry. She's just so excited.
She's just more happy.
Yeah. And thank God she was there for... She stayed with us for a few days. She's just such... My mom is such a natural with... I mean, I know she had kids, but like even before that, like... Babies love her. She loves babies. I don't know. She has this like
magic touch
to her. And I just like was able to shut off and he was able to sleep. And I was just like,
that's really
all
nice.
You. So it felt really nice to have her there. So the next day they're grilling us. They're talking about the birth certificate. They're bringing in surveys and they're like, did you fill out the survey? And I'm just like,
we haven't gotten customer survey. Like,
and I'm reading the survey.
It was how was your experience?
Enter for a chance to win an.
So we're going back and forth and him and my mom, I feel like we're leaning towards Nico. And I was like kind of set on Tony. I'm like, oh, I like Tony. I like Antonio. We weren't even thinking about yet. I was
it was
like,
just going to be Tony.
Yeah. I was like, I like Tony. Like I thought about it in my pregnancy. Like, I think I just like Tony. And we also like we were kind of set. We were like, oh, if we do have a girl, the chances are very high that she'll be a Tony. Like whatever.
Yeah.
We were going back and forth. We couldn't agree. And then my mom was like, it'll come. Pray about it. Eat your lemons. So then we were thinking, okay, we started brainstorming. We slept on it.
And then I was just like, I like the idea of like family names. Like, right. Like not just like something random. I was like, I like something that has to do with a relative.
Yeah.
Right. So I was like, my great-grandfather Antonio worked his ass off. He would come to America, work, and bring the money back to Italy to the family.
Yeah. Clock it.
And I was like, Antonio is on the list. And I was like, I love Antonio. We can call him Tony. And I was like, it's my great-grandfather.
Got it.
Or my mom said, she goes, traditionally, if it's a boy, if your first is a boy, the husband picks the name. And I was silent and I was like,
Pick a good
one. I want to play a part. Like, I want a role. He's already getting Hussar. Like, yeah. I want to play a role.
That's not fair.
So Tony Hussar sounds really cool.
Yeah.
Like Antonio Hussar. So then the middle name.
I think I said Carlo.
Yeah.
Like, not even thinking about, like, it was just like Tony Carlo sounds cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, my grandpa, like, it would be cool if, like, it was Carl, but we call him, like, Tony Carlo.
Yeah.
Was, like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was something, yeah, like,
add a little flair to it.
That, yeah, I loved about him being named after, like, both of our grandparents. And, like, when we said his name, we
were
just
like Antonio Carl, and then the three of us were frozen for a second, and then me and him lost
just
it, and my mom was like, "Oh,
out,
there you go!" Like, when she saw, like, it was uncontrollable. We both just started sobbing, and I was like, "That's gorgeous."
It was crazy,
and my mom was laughing. She was just like, "That's your answer. Like, you crying is that validation? Like, that's his name."
Wow, that's beautiful.
That's,
I love
that. So great, guys.
It was crazy.
So we got a little Tony Carlo.
He's
a race car driver.
Yeah. And I love that you could call him like five different things. Yeah. It's great.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, where do I begin? Yeah. Tony two times.
Yeah, yeah. Tony Baloney.
Tony Baloney. Tony 2 ounce, because he was knocking that milk back.
Yeah. Then it was Tony 3 ounce.
Tony 3 ounce. He graduated.
Mariah, tell Matt about the carpet, the tiger carpet after Tony the tiger.
Yeah. So in the nurse, it didn't hit me until a couple days into being home. But the nursery.
Well, we kept singing Tony the Tiger.
Yeah. So Heath was singing Tony the Tiger to him, the theme song. And what? Hey, Tony. Hey, I like the things you do.
He calms him down. He loves it.
He loved it. So we were calling him Tony the Tiger. I'm like, this is so fun. His name is so fun to give, like, nicknames
good
to.
Nicknames.
Yeah.
My mom calls him Tony Walnut
Tony what?
Tony Walnut.
Oh, shit. I know.
Heath was changing him in the hospital, and my mom comes to check. And she looks down. She goes, "Holy walnuts."
She had an audible gasp.
Yeah, it like took her back. So she goes, "Tony Walnuts."
I was dying. So he's just Tony Walnuts.
That's fucking hilarious.
But this tiger print.
So when I was planning the nursery, I wanted just like a bunch of patterns, I wanted cars and animals, like just. It's a kid's room. Like, yeah. I wanted a lot of color, a lot of fun going on.
Yeah.
So I love leopard print. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that to the kid. Like, that would be for me.
Yeah.
That would be for me. So I was like, tiger print and zebra print is cool for like a boy's nursery.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I don't know why I was so locked in for months and months, for like 5 months. I was locked in on getting tiger print curtains or a rug, and I couldn't find it anywhere unless it was $10,000.
Like a good
and
one,
I was
yeah.
like, everything's so expensive, but I really want this tiger rug.
Well, were you looking at like just a print, or do you wanted real tiger skin?
No.
It's got the head on it.
You said $10,000.
She's
looking
like
for real tiger skin.
No, just like anything tiger print is hard
to
find.
Got it. Okay.
It's not a common
There's
print.
Zebra and cheetah. Tiger's very hard to find.
Interesting. Okay.
The very first thing I bought for the nursery, this room was empty. I found one left, a tiger rug on Wayfair.
Mm-hmm.
One left in the perfect size.
Wow.
And I was like, I got to jump on this right now. I got my tiger print rug. I have a picture of the empty room with just the rug. And I'm like, we got one thing in this nursery. And that was the print. And then I realized when he was singing Tony the Tiger, I'm like,
we have a tiger print at home?
This is why I needed
it just
this
feels
tiger
good.
Print.
It was meant
so
to be.
Weird. Yeah, it was meant to be.
Matt, I got
to
tell you another thing that, like, I was like, oh, Mariah's going to fucking love this. In Sweden, we were at an ice hotel, right? So everything was ice, like the rooms.
Oh, right.
The lobby, everything was ice. And the moment, because I've been waiting for the text from Heath and Mariah. I was like, oh, my God.
I was checking by my friends every day,
like,
seeing where y'all were at.
When is it going to happen? I'm right now in the ice chapel in the hotel, right? It's a chapel. It's like, it looks like a church.
Uh-huh.
I'm beautiful, in there and I'm just though. Looking at it. It's beautiful. I'm sitting there and sitting there. Bing. I get a text. He's coming. he's risen. He's coming. Yes. Jesus is coming. Yes. Tony's coming. And I saw that and I look up. I was like, Mariah's going to love this. This is crazy.
Oh, knowing that that was the text and the picture you showed me of where you were.
Yes. It's stunning.
Matt, it looked like he was actually in heaven.
Yeah. Wow. I took a picture of it. I was like, I'm taking a picture of this like moment. I was standing in the spot. I got the text. I was like, I'm going to want that. And I want to show you this picture because Heath, describe
it looks,
to him.
It
what,
looks like AI.
No, no. Yeah, describe to him fake. What you said when you saw it. I was like, it's a bleed out place. It's
10 out of 10 bleed out spot.
You would just.
10 out of 10 bleed out spot. Look at this, Matt.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy?
Whoa. Oh, man.
So beautiful.
So Zane played a huge role.
Did a great job, Zane.
Making it about himself.
It was just like moments that I felt like just made sense. I was like, oh, that's fun. That makes sense.
You guys are fully dressed. You have a home. You got to spend Christmas, like all of it. It was quite eventful too, to be like entering the world. And then it's just good family times and great vibes. Like, yeah.
It was really special to have like the Christmas lights on, like coming home to that. We did finally get our first tree. I know we got made fun of for that.
We got
our first tree and it made it so much like
you were looking
special.
Forward to that. That's so great. Like, yeah.
Like, and it was also our first time having like our Christmas together. So it was
our first
super,
time at
super
Christmas
special with him, like,
because we spent it with our families. This was our first time. We had no choice but to stay home. So this was the first time we didn't have to travel anywhere and we stayed home.
It's a core memory.
It was sad. It's on the mantle. I had our stockings and his didn't have it was blank.
Oh, yeah.
It was me, Heath, and Dean, and his was blank.
Oh, I saw somewhere so, people didn't fucking believe you. They were like, you had the name all along. I was like, no, I stitched it in.
Yeah. How about I got home and embroidered it when I got home?
The day we got home, she's like, where's my sewing kit? Yeah. I gotta fill this out.
You guys must not know Mariah if you didn't think that she didn't immediately sew that name in there.
And what a weird thing to lie about.
Yeah.
So funny. Oh my God. Well, like the whole story, everything from the like the beginning to the end is just so funny and beautiful.
It was
amazing.
Like, what did we expect?
Unreal experience.
It's very hard to explain. I can't, there's not enough like adjectives to explain. You just have to live through it to understand.
Yeah.
But it was like, it brought us, like, I feel like there was a point where we were talking to each other and we were just like, we feel this extra connection with us.
Oh, yeah. I bet. Yeah.
Like watching her push him out, like.
And meanwhile, dude, I'm like, I'm so sorry.
So embarrassing.
No, like you just see them in a completely, not new light, because the light, like, it's just like, it's an open door to a feeling that you've never felt before. And like,
Life has truly begun. It's just a whole new phase, a great new chapter.
Like emotionally and like the love is like, not even like the word. Like, there's so
it's
much
beyond.
More to
Mariah,
it.
Mariah, you have news for us? I'm pregnant.
You're just doing an Irish pregnancy. Just like
Irish pregnancy.
I think that's what it's called, right? Or it's like you get pregnant.
Irish
like
twins.
Right, or Irish twins, I guess. Yeah.
Irish twins. Oh, when
it's just like right after you finish right one, after. You're pregnant again.
They're born
about?
Within the same year.
The 3 under 3. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, it's 2 under 2.
Four under 4.
Oh, okay. I've never heard that term before. I saw it on the lady brought her 3 kids on a flight and they were all under 3. And
yes.
She was just
so,
like,
So you would tell people like I have 3 under 3.
Yeah.
I feel like you're going to have 3 under 3.
I know. I was like, we were already talking. I'm like, we're jumping the gun. I'm still in so much pain. But we were like, how long should we wait for the next one? And I was just like, I'm definitely going to need a couple years.
Yeah.
Like, to forget what just happened.
Forget what I said.
Yeah. But it wasn't, I'm glad I was able to do it naturally.
Yeah.
Like, now I can, like, I feel so strong in that way.
Oh my, sorry. And by the way, I'm so apologize. I just realized I asked a question that every girl hates to hear.
When's the next?
Oh, yeah, when's the next? when are we
just pregnancy? Well, having now done it, if you do it again, if you choose to, does it seem like less scary because you've done it? You've already done it.
Yeah, like now I know what to expect, even though they say every pregnancy is different. True, so who knows if I'd probably give birth at home.
Yeah.
At that point.
Honestly, Mariah, I feel like you probably would and should. Because
like, I think me and Heath can handle it. I think like we could do it at home.
I learned
home,
a lot.
Me and him.
I watched
and
everything.
And then we'll just call 911.
Yeah, or yeah.
I watched everything.
Just have your mom.
Yeah. I think we could do it.
Kind of like a football snap. You kind of just...
Just have someone come for vitals and stuff, and then you're good to go.
Yeah, no surveys.
But then, like, after just, like, being home with him, I don't know. It's just felt like a dream since
the day
we got back from the hospital. It just feels
it hasn't really hit. I said it feels like I'm babysitting.
Yeah.
I don't know whose kid, but it's it is crazy to look at him, and, like, some days I'm like, whoa, like, that's Heath.
Oh, Matt, I ended up doing, like, 2 days ago the skin to skin. Never again. I was like, you know what,
I'm in
the
hair.
Bro, he both hands ripped chest hair out, and I'm looking at, he's got a fistful of my chest hair, and I'm like,
not very beautiful.
I was like, all right, I tried it.
That said, this is good for the soul.
I'm like, I'm all right, that's good.
Mariah, a few days ago, she sent a video of like Tony on Heath's chest like this, and I'm looking at it,
carrier.
And I literally just I DM Mariah, I'm like, crazy.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
Like, what,
like, what's
crazy.
Happening? What's happening?
What is happening? That's like, how did we make that?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's miraculous how it just
it's bizarre.
Wild.
It's really cool. It's really freaking sick.
I cannot wait to meet him.
Well, you guys are absolutely glowing. You guys already are and will be fantastic parents.
Yeah, you're looking great,
baby Tony. Like,
thank you.
I'm so excited to watch this all unfold.
People still have to meet him.
Yeah,
like we still have that whole chapter.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's gonna be cool.
Yeah. Crazy. Matt, thank you for the blanket. He loves it.
Of course. It was my favorite blanket I've ever made. I got to say.
Nice. It is. I opened it up and I told Heath, I was like, this is a hard stitch. Like,
it is.
Crazy.
It takes a lot of time.
That's crazy work.
Damn. I was very happy with it.
I remember I saw the corners. I'm like, this looks professional. I was like, it looks good. It looks like you bought it from the store.
No, but now I'm thinking tiger if I get into sweaters.
Oh.
There you go.
Now it's some tight. Because
I really
want to get into like
how hard
toddler
would that
sweaters.
Easier than making
the blankets. Faster, I think, too.
Oh.
Because the blankets, the yarn is just so thin and it just takes forever. Sweaters, you can have a little bit of thicker yarn. You can accomplish more distance, but I just want to get into making some sweaters. So stay tuned.
All right. Okay, well, all right. I think we're good here. Mariah, thank you so much for taking the time to come on.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. I know you're real busy with Tony.
Anything
so we
you
really
plug?
Appreciate it. Yeah, you want to plug?
I wish she was here for the intro, though, because here in I'm Zane, I'm Heath, I'm Matt, I'm Mariah.
Yummy, say I'm Mariah.
Yeah, let's do it again. All right, welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
Whoa! Save it, guys. Save it.
Well, we need to have some follow-up episodes because I got to be hearing more about just parenthood for you guys completely.
Every birthday. Every birthday, every year. Least.
Every birthday. Or once like baby gets walking. Or when does the baby start walking? I don't know.
When does like baby start walking?
I don't know. Do
you
guys know?
Try it like for a year.
Oh, it's a year.
Oh, it's a year.
Mm-hmm. Or close to a year. 10 months.
Wow, 9 to 18 months.
Every kid's different. Some kids don't walk till they're two because
I know you're going to get that kid walking in 2 months.
I know, tomorrow.
He's doing somersaults.
He's going to be doing chores in 6 months. Wow. Okay. Well, Mariah, thank you.
Big cheers, guys.
Thank you.
We love you.
Love you.
Love you, guys.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Basically Unfiltered. As always, thank you. Thank you so much for tuning into another...
Zane.
Heath, can you do it, please?
All right, guys. Well, that is it for another episode of Unfiltered. Thank you so much for watching. If you want to check out the Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We keep these cameras rolling. You get an extended cut of every single podcast episode. We do a live Q&A. We do a bonus episode every month. Make sure to check it out. patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
And as always, we upload every... and as always, we upload
Push!
every... Don't fucking look at me. As always, we upload every Monday audio form on all podcast platforms and every Tuesday video Nothing's form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath. Imagine me giving birth. Hey, get my good side, my good side, my good side, my good side. All the doctors are on one side.
I was kind of happy Heath was standing on my good side.
That's fucking funny. Funny. All right. Yeah. Thank you so much. We love you. Unwinders, we'll see you in 5 seconds. Everybody say bye
Peace.
To Mariah.
Toodles.
Ciao. Bye-bye. Mamacita.